You have two horses on a wagon. Each one has a single tree. What would you call the thing that both horses, that both these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together? Okay, let's say if you're hauling a load of wood in the wagon and he was driving along, what would you say he was doing? If he had a load of wood in his wagon.
Hauling wood.
And suppose there was a lodge across the road and to get around, there's no way to get around it, so you tied a rope to it, and what would you do to get it out of the way?
I'd cut it in two.
How would you get it off the road then?
Throw one end around and then the other end around. If I was man enough.
All right, what part, what do you call the thing that you break the ground, that you use to break the ground with before you plant, you know, when you drop the seeds in?
Plow.
Can you describe one? I've never.
Well, you can call them single stalks. They got now, they farm with tractors. And I don't know just how they use them.
They use harrows to break the ground.
Yeah, they break the ground with harrows, pull the tractors. And they use a planter on there. They put the guano in there into a tank, and it guanos the ground and plants the seed as it goes.
What's the thing that the wheels of the wagon fit on? Like, are the wheels of a car? The thing that goes across and the wheels are...
Axle.
How about an X-shaped frame that you lay logs across to chop on? Or a cut?
Bolsters.
And, what do you use to make your hair look neat besides a comb?
Well, you use tonic.
Well, you usually have two utensils, a comb and something else.
What? Brush.
And what did you use to sharpen a razor blade on? If you have a straight razor instead of one of these safety razors.
A razor home.
What do you put in the, in a gun, like one bullet, you call it what?
Shell.
See, if a plank is laid over a trestle for children to play on, what would you call it? It's one of those. You have like a sawhorse, there's a piece of wood on it, and it goes up and down with a child on each end, what would you call it?
Board.
Well, yes, there's no right answer to any of these. What would you call a limber plank?
Don't go in here. Do it.
Okay, let's say if you have a plank that's anchored in the middle to a post or a stump and that children used to spin around on it, playing on it, what would you call that anything?
A riding horse.
And when you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it and kids go back and forth, what would you call that?
A rope to a tree and put a seat on it.
Yeah, or like a tie a tire to it and you can go back and forth like this, what would you call it?
I don't know if I know.
It'd be something like swing.
Yeah.
I think I've never had one. What would you